We've reached a Friday morning, just on the cusp of a weekend, with our political observer, Alan Shartok. And Alan, there's a fund drive, an on-air fund drive coming February 1st, and we can knock time off of that. And there is a lockbox and a challenge.
Well, first of all, thank you to everybody who's put something into the lockbox. There's over $360,000 in the lockbox, and we're gaining ground. But now everybody understands, and it always happens this way, that this is the time. We have the possibility of an extra $25,000. That's a lot of money from the Spitzer Foundation. If we could do this, get $500,000 in the box by the first day of the fund drive. Listen, everybody, this would be a great thing for you to do. You want to be here and give your money during the fund drive? That's fine, too. Nevertheless, it'd be great if we could come in halfway through the drive. It's unbelievable, as a matter of fact, and the talk of the nation. So just be there for us, because I know you will, because you're always there.
WAMC.org to put your money in.
Yep.
Well, here's the headline, Alan. GOP debate. Pitts, Cruz versus Trump versus everyone else.
Well, look, it has become a bit of a joke. However, beneath the nonsense of the birther business, as you remember, Trump tried that on the president. It was widely rejected. It's gone now. And now he's trying it on Cruz. And they get into this dumb sort of, you're fired, thing that Trump is used to from the television. It just shows you that we've relied too much on that stupid box. Anyway, in the meantime, there's a real big fight going on, and that's between the Republican establishment and, you know, these guys who are way out front waving flags at each other. So it really does potentially spell the end of the Republican Party as we know it, because there's always the chance, if this thing is cast asunder, and I suspect it will be, between the various elements of the Republican Party, I think what's going to happen now is that a third party candidacy is entirely possible. We know that Michael Bloomberg, who always wanted to be president, I think the richest man in America, or one of them, is looking at this race. And it may well be that he comes in. If that happens, it's anybody's game as to what would go on.
Well, now we go out to work, many of us who are lucky to have a vehicle that we can drive those cars, and the U.S. is going to put $4 billion in on self-driving cars. Here we go.
Well, I don't have any doubt about it. You know, we are making progress in fatalities on the highway, but this new generation of cars, whether they're self-driving and you get in the car and you say, take me to California, and the car drives you to California, and then you relax, read the newspaper, do whatever you want to do. That's coming. It might have profound implications for FM radio, because FM radio is listened to in the car, and you're not allowed to watch television. Maybe you'll be allowed to watch television, and we'll have even more dumbing down of America, because television is largely dumb. So anyway, self-driving cars will come, but even before the self-driving cars, there'll be all kinds of new stuff that's already on the cars, you know, that blind spot. The car's going to tell you about that. Cars also, when it's too close, was going to save you from crashes. That's all going to happen, and in fact, is happening already. That can only be good. But with every new change comes what we call unintended consequences. And we don't know what those will be, but they'll be profound.
Free tuition push at Harvard tied to issues of race. A slate of candidates for the Board of Overseers is pushing Harvard to end tuition, tying the notion to affirmative action. You've talked about free higher education.
Well, I've always said, hey, if you're going to say we're going to have equality of opportunity by giving kids pre-K and K in elementary school, and by the way, that is elementary school, it's not elementary school, and then high school, and we say, okay, but your quality of education comes at the point at which you go to college. Hey, you got $45,000 into Harvard if you get in. And so the idea of free higher education is consistent with the American ideology, no question about it. I went to Hunter College. It was absolutely free when I went there. And I'd look to my right and left, and I'd see people who graduated, who have attained all kinds of things in life, who would not have been there if it cost $500, let alone $45,000.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Head to that lockbox now, WAMC.org.
Well, none of this is possible otherwise.
Love your hat.